was just a lad of 10, my father said to me, come here and take a lesson from a lovely lemon tree. Lemon tree, very pretty, and the lemon flower is sweet, but the fruit of the...
Back in studio with Farmer Greg of the Urban Farm, talking citrus today, because it is a time to plant it. If you have considered citrus, or you're looking for, and maybe you're not even looking for edibles, but you're looking for a hedge, or you're looking mm-hmm. for an evergreen, and you're looking for something that's well adapted to the desert, this is a great application. And aside from just a food source,
right? Plus, it's thorny, so you know it kind of acts as a barrier for things.
It is a thorny bush as well. Good for maybe a shrub underneath a tree line to keep mm-hmm. A shrub underneath a window. That's something that lot of security advisors will always say, plant a cactus or something thorny at the base of a window. You know, keeps burglars from climbing in. Now, if you're ever trying to exit for a fire, you got to make sure you give yourself a good push off the windowsill. But today's, for all intents and purposes, we're talking about planting these for a harvest to become yes. more sustainable. And it all starts with planning.
So this whole notion of urban orcharding is different than rural orcharding. Urban orcharding is what we do in the city. And generally, we have, you know, a small lot. Some people have a 300-400 square foot backyard. I have about 10,000 square feet in my yard that's not house. Basically, what we're trying to do is keep these manageable. And one of the ways that I do it, you mentioned hedge, along the front of my property at the urban farm is a citrus hedge with three or four different kinds of citrus growing in it. It acts as a nice barrier. It's evergreen, so it stays, leafy green all year round. It gives me food. And in urban orcharding, one of the key factors is that we want to keep the trees small, generally speaking. This is one of my guidelines. We're going to talk in the next segment about rules that I have. I got a couple of rules for growing citrus here in the valley. But this is a guideline that you want to keep your trees small. They're easier to manage, easier to pick that way. They're just more fun to have around. Plus, the other thing is a standard size citrus tree, it can get 25, 30 feet tall. It can get 25, 30 foot in diameter. And in that same space, I could put three or four different varieties of citrus that give me three or four different varieties of fruit to eat that ripen at maybe a little bit different time. So, you know, if I have a certain amount of yard space, I keep the trees small so that they're easy to pick, easy to manage, and I get more different varieties to eat.
And you keep them small just by lopping them off on the top?
Yeah, it's not quite like that. Here's what I do. That's a great question, by the way. So pruning citrus, the way you prune citrus is you prune it to the size and shape that you want to keep it, and you take out any dead. So anything that's dead, citrus have a tendency, 5 or 10% of the limbs will die every year. So you want to cut those out. So when you go to plant a 5-gallon citrus or a 15-gallon citrus or a 24-inch box, they're a particular size. What I then recommend that people do is I let the citrus grow into the size and shape that you want it. And then any limbs that grow outside of that size and shape, you can just cut them off, and you can do that literally on a monthly basis. So if you're, if you're out in your garden, I have my pruners in my back pocket. And if a lemon tree all of a sudden sprouts up a limb 3 foot taller than where I want it to be, I just cut it off then. Not going to hurt the tree, and it's a lot better for the tree that way, because then what happens is you're taking all that energy that would have grown up and you're putting it into the tree and the fruit.
And in that case, does it matter if I'm planting from the get-go a dwarf versus a non-dwarf variety?
Oh, great question. You didn't even know you were asking that question, did you? I have found, it's been my experience, that the dwarfing varieties, and it's the rootstock that makes the tree a dwarf, none of the rootstocks that are dwarfing do well here in the desert, with the exception of one peach. All of the other rootstocks that are dwarfing in nature, they suffer, they struggle, they don't do well. So I suggest that people purchase standard size rootstock or a standard size tree, prune it to the size and shape that you need it. It's actually quite simple to do that.
Okay. And when I'm going to pick these out, what am I looking for Obviously, I can go to the pop-up nursery, and I know I'm getting good value.
Yeah, we're open this weekend, so we'll be open for the rest of the day today on Saturday, and we'll be open next Friday and Saturday from 9 until 3.
And that is located at?
We're at 4549 North 7th Street. That's just south of Highland on 7th Street.
So, on your sizing, 5 gallons, 10 gallons, 15 gallons.
Right.
You had some information on what size that
should
plant
be.
Yeah. If you're buying that gallon size.
Exactly. So here's the thing about that. You can pay a little or a lot for a citrus tree. We have three standard size citrus trees that we sell. We sell a 5 gallon, a 15 gallon, and a 24 inch box.
Okay.
And it's, so there's a method to pick it out, and you really need to know that. And it's based on the diameter of the trunk of the tree.
Okay, well, we can do a lot of things here at Rosie on the House, but we can't stop the clock. So when we get back, we're going to talk about what size of diameter and size of the tree that it should be based on your 15, 5 gallon plant size.
24 inch box.
And 24 inch box. Because that will greatly determine your cost on that.
Big time.
As well. And we're going to talk about some fun facts, then we're going to get into your rules and guidelines here at Rosie on the House with, we'll cover that with Farmer Greg.